Welcome back to the Unapologetic Me podcast. I'm your host, Kirby, and I'm so grateful that you are here with me back on this Monday. Happy Monday. Happy beginning of the new week. Happy beginning of the new month. And as I said that, a butterfly just flew by outside my window. For anyone who doesn't know, I am back in Mexico. I am extremely grateful to be here in Mexico. I drove across the country. I drove down through Texas and then across Mexico. And I think that there are a lot of preconceived maybe ideas of the country of Mexico. And a lot of this is fear mongering that has been implemented by the United States to really create this fear around this country. And yes, there are parts of the country that are not great, but guess what? There are parts of the United States that are not great. There are parts of every country that are not great. So it's about being smart. It's about acknowledging and recognizing and being smart about traveling. It can be unsafe to travel anywhere. It's up to you to be a smart, conscious traveler to decide where and what type of activities you're going to be doing. I was a bit nervous driving across the country, but to be honest, it was totally fine. It literally looks like you're driving through Arizona or Utah. It was absolutely beautiful. I enjoyed the entire drive. The trip from about Austin to where I'm staying near Puerto Vallarta was about 18 to 20 hours. So it was a long ride, but it was amazing. I'll probably do a podcast where I can maybe talk about what it took to be able to drive a car into the country and things that you had to do and things that you had to be prepared for. If anybody's interested in that, I can do that. But anyways, let's get into this Motivational Monday. So we're at the beginning of a new month. We're at the beginning of a new week. And I make many other podcast episodes that have been like this. But again, it's just a reminder. What's your intention for the week? I haven't done this for quite some time, but I honestly set an intention every single week. This is how I keep myself accountable for the things that I want to achieve for that week. This is how I achieve my much larger goals. It's by setting these smaller micro goals. So what is your intention for the week? For me specifically, my life has been insane for the last 4 weeks, not only with prepping and getting everything to move out of the States, but my godfather and uncle passing away and that creating some turmoil, some other things going on within my personal life. And I feel like I'm unsettled. I feel like I'm unsure. I feel like I'm not fully in control. So my goal for this week is productivity and reconnection. I have a lot of things on my list that I want to get done, that I need to get done. So I need to be productive in those things. And reconnection, for the last week, my life has been so intense. I haven't been able to meditate. I haven't been able to have my morning routine. I haven't been able to do the things that I know make me better as a person. I feel better when I am solid with my morning routine. I feel better when I'm solid with my meditation. Meditation for me is a non-negotiable. So it's been very uncomfortable for me to not have my meditative practice over the last week or so. So reconnecting back in that way. I also am starting a 3-day green juice fast today. And so I'm really excited about that because I feel like that's going to allow me to purge any toxins or anything along those lines that are not fully supporting the body and allow my body to really be optimal, really clearing out the system. I'm now here in Mexico and I'm honestly, Mexico for me, maybe other people, you know, who come and visit and travel, they're here and they're partying and they're vacation, all those things. Mexico and where I'm staying, it's super medicinal and it's super healing. And the quality of life and the way of life, especially where I'm staying, it's relaxing and peaceful. Honestly, the feeling is peaceful. There is not the density, the traction, the really tough heaviness that there is in the States. And so for me personally, it's like I feel lighter and freer. I'm actually more productive here. I'm clearer headed. There isn't all of the distractions and the things that are constantly managing and taking my energy like there are in the States. Like I feel so peaceful and free while I'm here. Whereas when I'm in the States, I feel heaviness. I feel the weight. I feel the fear. I feel the worry of everything that's going on around. But here, I don't feel that. And that's exactly why I wanted to come back here. So reconnecting back with myself and allowing myself to get back into a state of flow. For anyone who might not have done, has not ever done a juice fast or a water fast, what I recommend is initially maybe start with a 24-hour fast. So have a meal in the evening and then go to sleep that night. So say your last meal's at 9 p.m. or, you know, whatever in the evening, 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Go to sleep and then don't break your fast the following day at 8 or 9 p.m. It's honestly mind over matter. And if you don't want to start with just a complete water fast, maybe do a green juice fast. But if you are going to do a juice fast, I recommend no fruit juices, green juices from vegetables, because the fruit juices are just higher in sugar content, and green juices actually assist the body in the healing process in a much deeper way than with fruit juices. So if you're going to do it and you want to start out, I would recommend a 24-hour fast or a 36-hour fast. I think I used to do quite a bit 36-hour fast. My last meal would be like 8 or 9 p.m. and then I wouldn't break it until not the following morning, but 2 days later in the morning. So I would do two sleeps where I wasn't consuming food. And that is the easiest way, in my opinion, to do a 36-hour fast. But again, if you want to just start off with a 24-hour fast, go ahead and do that. What I highly recommend is building up to the point of a 3-day fast, because 3 days is when the body gets into autophagy. I'm pretty sure that's how you say it, autophagy. And autophagy is the body's way of cleaning out damaged cells in order to regenerate newer, healthier cells. So auto means self and phagy means eat. So it literally means self-eating. And basically, it takes a minimum of 3 days for the body to get to that point where it's literally killing out those damaged cells and removing them from the body. So I recommend at least getting to the point where you're at 3-day minimum, because that is when the cells die out and then you regenerate new cells. So if there's any discrepancy within your body, if you're holding on to any illness, virus, or if you've been chronically ill, fasting was something that was amazing for me when I was in the process of healing chronic illness. Even cancer patients, it will kill off. The damaged cells will die off and you will regenerate brand new cells that are not holding that virus, that illness, that cancer, any of those things. It's proven fasting is so phenomenal for the body. A lot of times, you know, when you have a fever, they say to sweat out the fever. The fever is doing what the body needs to do. Fasting allows the body to do what it needs to do. The body knows how to regenerate. We just need to give it the opportunity to do those things. So I haven't done a fast in quite some time. I think the last one was actually at the beginning of January. So it's been quite a long time since I've done a fast. I personally really enjoy doing a 3-day fast. However, I listen to my body. If after 3 days I feel really great, I will bump it to 4 days. If after that, I'll bump it to 5 days. I personally am at the point where I really enjoy doing a green juice fast. Again, I don't have any fruit juice in there, because it's much easier to do a green juice fast than to do a water fast. Water fast is definitely much more intense, and I'm at the point with my health where I don't feel like I need to do a water fast. But again, I always listen to my body. If I feel called to lean in and to just do water, I will do that. Is there points where you may feel hunger? Yes, there will be points where you might feel hunger. Of course, the body is used to eating food, but it subsides. It passes. It moves on. You don't hold on to it for that long. It may last for like an hour or so. Obviously, during fasting, you don't want to be doing some strenuous things or taking on some really intense mental stimulation. Allow yourself to peel back, scale back. So that's what's kind of going on for me personally this week. What I challenge each of you to do is to set your own intentions for the week. What's going on in your life? Where are things not working? Where are things working? Where can you navigate around new territory? Where can you allow yourself to let go of? What small goal can you set to hold yourself accountable? Where can you push yourself? I always stem it back. People are always wanting to lose weight or something along those lines. Okay, well, what are you doing daily in order to make that goal happen? You want to lose 1 pound this week? Okay, what activity are you going to be doing each day? What is your goal? And you have to hold yourself accountable during that process. I think many of us want to see change in our lives, but we don't recognize that we are the ones who have to make the change happen. If we're feeling unsettled, we have to make new changes in our lives. We have to shift the energy in our own lives. If you're feeling stuck, it's because there's no energy moving around anything in your life. You may have just fallen into a complacent way of life where things are just the same every single day. And we're not meant to be doing the same things every single day. We're meant to be growing. We're meant to be evolving. So anytime you're feeling this stuck feeling, it means that energy needs to be moved in some way in your life around something. So get moving, start moving the energy in that way. If you've been wanting to learn a skill or be more creative or, I don't know, become more active, then in order to do that, you have to start moving the energy around that thing. Yesterday, I was chatting with a friend and I am lacking this creativity in my life. And I, you know, for many of you who know, I'm sure I was a fashion designer and I'm extremely creative and I know how to create things with my hands and sketching. And I was making clothing, you know, sewing was something that I was extremely passionate about. And I haven't had this creative aspect in my life for a very long time. And I realized, like, I want to start doing some life drawing. When I was in college in design school, we took these life drawing classes and we had models who came in and we would draw them and they would stand there nude. And I just remember I was so intimidated by the fact that we had a nude model. Like, that alone was like such a big deal to me, but it allowed me to start viewing movement. And I really enjoyed just the process of sketching something and creating it and just seeing it and then creating it on paper. And I realized that that's something that I want to be doing. And there was this other sketch that I had done when I was younger and it was of hands. And I really enjoy sketching pieces of the body where you can see really intense details. You know, in the hands, we have so many creases and so much movement and it's really, really beautiful to look at and to experience. And so that's something that I personally also want to incorporate in not only this week, but for the rest of this month. I also am now back in Mexico, and one of my main goals for 2021 is to become fluent in Spanish. And now here I am back in Mexico where I'm surrounded by Spanish-speaking people, and it's pushing me out of my comfort zone to start implementing on that goal as well and being like, yes, this is something that's a priority for me. So again, I'm going to be downloading this app where I'm going to be intentionally putting 5, 10, 15 minutes a day surrounding that goal, because how am I going to become fluent in Spanish if I'm not actively showing up every single day to learn some aspect of that language? You're not just going to all of a sudden one day, boom, speaking Spanish. You have to actively show up for yourself. So that's what I want to empower each of you to be doing right now for this week. We're in a new month. It's the fourth month of the year. It's April. If you haven't done anything for the last 3 months, I don't even care. Start right now. It's never too late. The year isn't over. Like, we're back in a new month. It's fresh. It's also the fourth month of the year. 4 is my number. 4 is a powerful number. So I'm just feeling super optimistic of so much. The energy, also the density of what's been going on already in this year. I know many of you have been feeling the energetic shifts of everything that's been happening. We have overcome so much. We are new people. The consciousness is different. We are ascending in a much more rapid pace. The best thing that we can be doing to assisting in our own ascension and raising our own consciousness is by connecting stronger back with ourselves. It's not really about connecting with other people. It's about connecting back with ourselves. And the way that we connect stronger back with ourselves is through honoring and loving and doing the things that light our soul on fire. Those things bring excitement to us individually because it is a piece of our soul. It's a piece of who we are. And we're meant to be expressing that and taking action in that and implementing and utilizing those parts of ourselves every single day. Those things bring us happiness because they're a piece of who we are and we're meant to be utilizing them. So remember that and think about that anytime you're forcing yourself to do something that you know is not bringing any happiness into your life. It's not bringing any happiness into your life because it's not making your soul happy. So drop it, let it go, move on from it. And anywhere where you are succumbing, like maybe you're spending a ridiculous amount of time watching TV. Maybe you're spending a ridiculous amount of time on your cell phone. Maybe you're spending a ridiculous amount of time, I don't know, on Netflix. Cut those things out. You have way more time in your day than you realize you do. Cut out the time sucks. They're not necessary. They're exhausting. They're numbing us. They're keeping us from actually focusing. Sit for a moment in your thoughts. Sit in the uncomfortable. The more comfortable you get feeling uncomfortable, allowing yourself to be in your uncomfortable feelings in your body, the more that you will start allowing yourself to shed off those heavy layers of things that are not serving you. But we keep avoiding, we keep numbing with alcohol, drugs, sex, TV, social media. We're numbing, we're avoiding, we're resisting, we're denying. Enough of that. enough is enough. Like, the time is now. Enough is enough. The world cannot stand any more people who are not living in alignment, who are not living in purpose, who are not serving. We are meant to be in alignment. We're not meant to be complacent. We're not meant to be sitting back. We're not meant to be avoiding the things that we know need to do. It's a two-step process of acknowledging and taking steps forward towards the things that bring joy and excitement into our lives while simultaneously shedding the layers. I've said this many, many times, shedding the layers. And the layers are the limiting beliefs. The layers are the programming that society has implemented on us. The layers are the societal norms, the family norms, the things that you might not actually be who you are, but who you've kind of fallen into being. The belief systems of your family that were imprinted on you, those may not be your belief systems. Have you thought about that? That's where we need to let things go. That's where we need to walk away from. We need to be our own selves. We're meant to be our true, authentic selves. That is our purpose here, to stand in truth and alignment as ourselves unapologetically. That's our only purpose. And that all stems from living in your truth, doing the things that bring excitement and joy into your life, and cutting out all the things that do not. And that includes people, and that includes family, that includes old friendships, that includes toxic relationships. It all is combined in that. I'm extremely grateful for all of you for showing up with me for Motivational Monday. I'll be back this week with another longer episode. I know I meant to have one last week, but then driving across Mexico and so many things that happened, it just didn't happen, and I am in surrender. I had to surrender it. So I will be back with longer episodes later this week, and we'll hopefully have them continuing moving forward. I'm extremely excited about that. I also will have a lot more things to kind of share in with many of you, because I'm going to be doing plant medicine again this week. So I'm sure I'll have lots to say about that. There's a lot of healing and rebirth that's going on with me personally, internally, and a lot of shifts in my own life, which I am just surrendering to. As long as we allow ourselves to just release, and surrender, we can continue moving forward in a much easier way in our lives. So allow yourself to surrender as well. I hope that I can just inspire you to surrender on your own. I'm not saying that it's easy. It can be very difficult, but the more that we do it, the easier things will flow in our lives. The more that we resist it, we're forcing ourselves to walk up in the opposite direction of a river, and it causes difficulty in our lives. So surrender. And what I will say with that is that just because you're surrendering doesn't mean things are easy. Over the course of me getting down into Mexico, there was a lot of obstacles that were being thrown my way, which was really stressful. But I didn't allow them to overcome me or to stop me or to hold me down. I re-navigated around them and allowed them to just move through, instead of allowing myself to have a reaction of what's happening and allow it to affect me in a much deeper way. So it doesn't mean, when you're surrendering, it doesn't mean that things aren't happening. Things are still happening in the world. Things are still happening in your life. It just means that you're in a different place of how those things affect you internally. The more that we're in control of our internal being, the more we are not affected by the external world. Because the only thing that we are in control of in this world is our internal state. We are not in control of anything else. We cannot control how somebody else is behaving. We cannot control the obstacles that are going to be thrown our way. We can only control how we are responding to them. And the way that we're in control of how we are responding to things is through our own inner work and being at peace within ourselves. I appreciate all of you. I love all of you. Thank you all for showing up with me here today. Do random acts of kindness. Give back to others. Anything, any small thing, any large thing, whatever feels right for you. Maybe commit to giving somebody $20 this week. $20 to somebody might mean the world, whereas to you, it might not mean much. Hold somebody's door open for them. Carry their groceries. Buy somebody a beer while you're out. I don't really care. Let's spread love. Let's spread kindness. Giving back to others is ultimately giving back to ourselves. Doing that is only going to enhance your own life. I appreciate all of you. I love all of you. I will see you in the next one. Bye.